We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus T2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guacheta, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guacheta TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Romanian youth work to better the lives of others. In intercultural news, Iran and China sign a cooperation accord. In animal news, Scottish researchers find that chimpanzees have at least 66 communication gestures. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 16th, is the birthday of the Emir of Kuwait, His Highness Sheikh Sabah El Ahmir El Jaber El Sabah, born in 1929. His Highness has been supportive of women's representation in government offices as well as advocating religious tolerance. In addition, His Highness has worked to enhance relations within the region. These efforts include helping to boost investments in development projects for countries in need. Our respectful gratitude, Your Highness, Sheikh Sabah El Ahmed El Jaber El Sabah, for your commitment to your nation and the world. We wish Your Highness a very happy birthday with loved ones and blessings from Allah.
Lion News, lives lost in Afghanistan floods. Flooding in northern Afghanistan caused at least 6 fatalities, including 2 children, as of Monday morning, June 13, with 5 others missing. Triggered by torrential rains over the weekend, the flood swept through Dara, Sauf, Bala, and Abak. Located in the country's northern province of Samangan, some 25 homes and a mosque were damaged, while 35 animals also perished. Emergency teams were forced to wait for bulldozers and heavy machinery to clear several block roads in the Hassani and Khalak valleys, while assessment teams were also dispatched to the affected region.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see whether help is needed and to also go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. She added that funds would be available for urgent necessities.
Our thankfulness for the caring endeavors of the Afghan personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May Allah bless the Afghan people with resiliency as we act quickly to reduce such distressing events through gentler regard for fellow co-inhabitants.
Volcanoes in Latin America and Africa affect air travel near and far as quakes hit Indonesia. Late on Sunday, June the 12th, the Dubi volcano in the southern Red Sea region of Eritrea erupted for the first time since 1861, sending a huge plume of ash reaching up to 15 kilometers in altitude that disrupted air travel in East Africa. The eruption followed a series of earthquakes at the Eritrea-Ethiopia border region, the largest of which measured 5.7 on the Richter scale.
As of Wednesday, June 15, officials report that the volcano has stopped spewing ash, but that many flights have been cancelled as airlines such as Germany-based Lufthansa, Kenya Airways, and Ethiopian Airways had temporarily stopped flying to Eritrea, Sudan, Djibouti, and Ethiopia. Meanwhile, in Latin America, Argentine officials stated that northeastern Chuba was facing an agricultural emergency due to volcanic ash from the erupting Chilean volcano in the Puyehue Cordon Colli volcano complex. While rain removed potentially damaging ash and flights began to resume on Tuesday evening in Chile, Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay, the already mitigating ash continued to cause flight cancellations in New Zealand and Australia, with experts warning that the volcano shows no signs of stabilizing and that further eruptions are likely in the coming days. Elsewhere on Tuesday, northern Sumatra, Indonesia was struck by 2 temblors of magnitude 5.3 and 5.6 respectively, centered approximately 38 kilometers northeast of Sibolga. The tremors could also be felt in Malaysia. These followed a powerful quake on Monday measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale that hit off eastern Sulawesi Island. Fortunately, there have been no casualties or major damage from any of these events thus far.
Thank heaven for the protection of those in the affected areas. May such distressing conditions be curbed through our concerted focus on more eco-caring ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out in countries like Afghanistan, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Greece, India, Israel, Jordan, Libya, Myanmar or Burma, North Korea, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Syria and Yemen. Citizens continue to stand for their right to be treated with dignity and to be able to have a say in their nation's social and political change.
Afghanistan. Australian analyst and news editor Greg Sheridan has called upon the government to bring troops home from Afghanistan and Pakistan, saying it will be impossible to win the war through armed conflict. Meanwhile, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, spokesperson Brigadier General Joseph Bloats told reporters that NATO is planning to transfer security responsibility of three provinces and four other areas beginning in July, and that Afghan security forces have stated that they are ready and responsible.
Greece. Organized by two major trade unions that also went on strike, a rally of some 40,000 people, as reported by local media, gathered Wednesday in the capital, Athens, protesting austerity measures that the government, in discussions with European Union ministers, has been formulating to ease the country's debt crisis. With another 20,000 who were demonstrating in the city of Thessaloniki, clashes with police resulted in injuries to 43 people on both sides. Meanwhile, after speaking with activists in an effort to find a mutually satisfactory solution, Greek Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou stated that he would form a new government on Thursday and then request a vote of confidence from Parliament.
Sudan. The UN mission in Sudan reports that the Sudanese armed forces of the north have increased bombing raids in the state of South Kordofan, while a North Sudanese rights group reports that as of Monday, June the 13th, 65 people had been killed by airstrikes in the state over the past 9 days.
On Wednesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said that no solution can come through military means, as he called for a ceasefire between the North and the South, while urging the government of North Sudan to halt aerial attacks and other forms of deadly and intimidating violence.
Cote d'Ivoire. Despite being nearly 2 months since the nation's post-election crisis was resolved, over 300,000 people remain displaced. Presenting a report to the UN Wednesday, UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay said that although security had improved, there is concern that the country's current military is still committing human rights abuses, including arbitrary arrests, excessive use of force, sexual violence, and retaliatory killings.
Myanmar. At least 4 people were killed while another 2,000 fled a remote region where government forces have been clashing with members of the Ka Chin group, an ethnic minority group that says it is defending its land from government takeover.
Jordan. Some 300 people rallied Tuesday in front of the offices of Agence France-Presse in Amman, demanding that the office be closed and the bureau chief, Rhonda Habib, be prosecuted after the news agency published a report Monday that was also confirmed by other international media organizations, which stated that young men with stones and empty bottles attacked the motorcade of Jordan's King Abdullah. After the news agency office was ransacked on Wednesday, Prime Minister Maruf Bakit phoned Ms. Habib to express regret at the situation and pledged to address the issue. Palace officials, meanwhile, denied that the motorcade was attacked, saying that a crowd of people was actually seeking to shake hands with the king, with police attempting to protect him.
Middle East. As part of a 4-day tour starting Thursday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is visiting leaders in the Palestinian territories, as well as Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, in the hope of relaunching peace negotiations in Paris, France, to reach an accord on the terms of an independent Palestinian state.
Libya. According to Reuters, a ship chartered by the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, arrived Tuesday in Libya's Benghazi from Misurata, carrying 222 mostly sub-Saharan African migrants and 30 wounded persons on board. Among the injured is a 12-year-old boy with severe head trauma due to land munitions, which has already killed civilians, especially children, and threatens more. Also on Tuesday, Liberia severed relations with Libya as the latest African country to withdraw support of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's government. Meanwhile, explosions resumed late Tuesday in the capital, Tripoli, the main focus of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's, or NATO, campaign to defend the Libyan people from Colonel Gaddafi's violence.
North Korea. Marking the 11th anniversary of the first North and South Korean summit, a group of North Korean refugees now living in the South rallied on Wednesday in the border city of Paju, sending off leaflets inside balloons that speak out against the North Korean regime.
Syria. On Tuesday, thousands of Syrians fled the town of Marat al-Numan in anticipation of a tank attack by the Syrian army. Some headed to Aleppo and other villages, while others went toward Turkey, where 8,500 refugees have already fled from the town of Jisar al-Shughur. On Wednesday, the Syrian government called on Jisar al-Shugur's residence to return after it had ended a military operation there against alleged armed groups. Meanwhile, activists report that the army is also moving to two towns in the eastern Deir al-Zour province.
In the capital, Damascus, however, thousands of supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad rallied Wednesday waving a huge 2.3-kilometer-long flag. In an effort to assess the true nature of the violence against the Syrian people, the Human Rights Agency of the United Nations released a report Wednesday saying that an estimated 1,100 people have been killed, with up to 10,000 arrested, along with citizen accounts of detentions, torture, and executions by Syrian forces. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, spoke out strongly against the alleged abuses, calling for access into the country to conduct a fact-finding mission.
The number of those killed in incidents involving protests is believed to have exceeded 1,100 persons, including women and children.
Yemen. On Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of Yemeni citizens rallied in cities across the country in the largest protests since President Ali Abdullah Saleh departed with injuries to Saudi Arabia nearly 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, in a meeting Tuesday in Saudi Arabia, foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperative Council vowed to push forward mediation efforts in Yemen to restore stability there.
Afghanistan and others. On Wednesday, an international poll by Thomson Reuters Foundation was released, which considered factors such as violence, poor healthcare, sexual assault, and others to rank the following five countries as the most dangerous in the world for women.
Number 1, Afghanistan. Number 2, Democratic Republic of Congo. Number 3, Pakistan. Number 4, India. And number 5, Somalia.
In sorrow for those who have perished and are suffering, we pray that all such conflicts cease so that people and nations throughout the globe may choose to live in freedom, dignity, and lasting peace.
International community donates $4.3 billion for children's vaccines. During a one-day international donor conference held on Monday, June the 13th in London, UK, an unprecedented $4.3 billion was pledged by governments, charities, private companies, and philanthropists to provide life-saving immunizations for some 250 million children in developing countries. Sponsored by the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, or Gavi, a Switzerland-based organization that seeks to improve the health of the world's less fortunate, the meeting's funding will also help prevent more than 4 million premature deaths from diseases like measles, pneumonia, and yellow fever.
Among the many donors were the UK, pledging $1.3 billion, Australia with $211 million, Norway, which offered $677 million, the U.S. with $450 million, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with a pledge of $1 billion. Many thanks and heaven bless the generosity of all the donor nations, organizations, and others, as well as the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations, for your noble goal of saving the lives of precious youths. May your efforts bring the priceless smiles of health and happiness to millions of children and their caring families.
Save Our Planet, climate change conference held in Germany. Official preparatory talks for the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference in Durban, South Africa, being hosted this week in the city of Bonn, are being attended by delegates from more than 190 nations under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC. Among the presenters were top UN climate official Cristiana Figueres, who announced support for less developed countries and small island nations, which are demanding that accords include terms designating average global warming temperature increases of 1.5 degrees Celsius or less to protect those most vulnerable to climate change.
Her statement coincided with another report's finding that excessive CO2 emissions in 2010 may make such limits impossible. However, a report released on Tuesday by leading atmospheric scientists in the UN Environment Program and the World Meteorological Organization suggested that a focus on reducing shorter-lived climate forcers could effectively mitigate the rapidly warming climate. According to their findings, reductions specifically of methane, black carbon, and ozone offer the best chance for limiting near- and medium-term temperature increases, while significantly increasing the chances of keeping global average temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius because they dissipate out of the atmosphere so quickly. The report goes on to identify livestock as a significant source of methane, which is a precursor to ozone, with livestock livestock manure being a major cause of black carbon emissions through the burning of the biomass.
Our appreciation, United Nations and all participating dignitaries and scientists, for your concerned efforts to help resolve the dire predicament we are facing through climate change. May we all join in actions that preserve life on our beautiful Mother Earth.
Save Our Planet. In the newly released June 2011 report by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, 13 additional threatened bird species bring the total to 1,253, of which nearly 200 are critically endangered, with their survival most jeopardized by the human activities of agriculture and deforestation.
Save Our Planet. On Friday, June the 10th, the Mozambican government announced that the vast Lake Nyasa, which contains the world's only surviving freshwater corals, as well as over 1,000 species of fish, diverse wildlife, and many threatened animal species, is officially declared a protected area.
Warning news. At the May 2011 meeting of the European Neurological Society, or ENS, in Portugal, Dr. Li Mei Kong from University Medical College in Shantou, China, presented study findings showing that even minimal alcohol intake by healthy young men and women causes immediate harm to vital brain areas, with resulting symptoms of confusion, depression, dizziness, and headache.
Hi, it's Dooney the Desert Tortoise here. I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan. Today, I have a tip to share from beloved Supreme Master Qinghai. Apart from wearing a mask and gloves while preparing food, we should transfer the food for tasting into a separate spoon or cup. Not taste directly from the same cooking spoon and not throw the rest of the tasting bit back into the cooking pot. Even cooking for family, we should take care of hygiene as if for a guest. In case we have a sickness, it'll not be transmitted to others. Our warm appreciation, ever thoughtful Supreme Master Qinghai, for this important suggestion. Thank you. Also, loyal viewers for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, Romanian youth work to better the lives of others. With support from World Vision, an international relief and development organization headquartered in the United States, seven high school students established Romania's first official community-based young persons group. The Cumpăna Tinerilor Association will assist fellow pupils in rural areas in finding part-time jobs to help pay for transportation costs to school. In addition, the association will promote sports and other enjoyable activities. Kudos, caring and enterprising creators of Cumpăna Tinerilor Association. May your dedicated efforts help to improve the outlook and opportunities of many eager individuals.
In intercultural news, Iran and China sign a cooperation accord. Iran's Islamic Culture and Relations Organization and a Chinese cultural delegation agreed to translate classic and modern works of literature into each other's language. The plan further seeks to strengthen relations between the two nations. What good news, Iran and China! May culture sharing such as this help to increase understanding between lands and assist in building lasting peace for all people. Coming up, chimpanzees use a wide range of gestures to express themselves. We'll just let that dog in. Be right back. More heartwarming news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a moral world. In animal news, Scottish researchers find that chimpanzees have a minimum of 66 communication gestures. Dr. Catherine Hobater and team from the University of St. Andrews, United Kingdom, studied 120 hours of footage of interacting chimpanzees at Budongo Conservation Field Station, Uganda. Mannerisms noted included a mother motioning for her daughter to climb on her back and a youngster holding the hand of another to encourage playtime. Previously, it was believed that the chimpanzees had only 30 distinct gestures. Our thankfulness, Dr. Catherine Hobater and colleagues, for highlighting the expressive nature of our lovely chimpanzee friends. May these intelligent co-inhabitants have safe environments to flourish in each other's sweet company.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Greek entitled, First and Last.
Ο Ευστάθιος ορκίζεται στη Λισάνδρα. Εσύ είσαι το πρώτο και τελευταίο κορίτσι που αγάπησα. Η Λισάνδρα απαντά συγκρατημένα. Αλήθεια? Και ο Ευστάθιος λέει, αν δεν υπολογίσω όλες τις ανάμεσα...
And now for our viewers' heartline.
From the first time when I discovered your channel, I've been very interested in the works that you have been broadcast. I need some information to be a vegetarian. Thank you in advance, Abeda from Ethiopia.
Amiable Abiba, thank you so much for your sincere note. Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg for information on the many benefits of the plant-based diet for our valued health, cherished planet, and generous animal friends. Cooking shows and recipes of delectable vegan fare are also available, all free to view and download. May God's abundant grace be with you and the pure-hearted souls of beautiful Ethiopia.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with peace for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union on Monday, June 13, announced a donation of more than $1 million to Chile for disaster prevention and risk reduction projects, with an additional $2.2 million going toward development of the nation's hospitals and early warning systems in case of tsunamis.
In welcoming 25 poets from North, Central, and Latin America, as well as Africa and Europe, Venezuela's capital, Caracas, opens the 8th World Poetry Festival on Sunday, June the 12th, where writers and poets gather to celebrate excellence in literary arts.
Providing assurance that China will only engage in friendly discussion to resolve a long-standing territorial matter, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Li calls for more dialogue with neighboring nations regarding rights to the Paracel and Spratly Islands in the South China Sea.
Organized by the German Vegetarian Association, a cucumber eating contest was held in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, Germany on Tuesday, June the 14th, to raise consumer confidence after the recent E. coli scare that the vegetables are safe to eat.
The Japan International Cooperation Agency sends emergency supplies, such as blankets, plastic sheets, water tanks, and water purifiers worth $150,000 to Namibia to help the people affected by the recent devastating floods.
As announced on Sunday in Iran's Tehran Times, puppet show Today, Tomorrow, and the Day After Tomorrow, depicting the life of Persian mystic Mansur al-Halaj, won Best Original Performance and Best Actor Awards at the Czech Republic's World Festival of Puppet Art Prague.
Speaking from a hospital bed in Cuba on Sunday, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez reports that he is in good condition following emergency surgery performed while on a state visit, as he also commends the excellence of Cuban medical care and says that he will be home soon.
In New York, USA, Canine Sasha is honored with the 2011 Scarlet Award for Heroism for her persistent alert when she saw an elderly neighbor lying in the snow after a fall, which led to the neighbor's life-saving rescue.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.